Let's take it from the top. Hot off the wipe.
Hot off the wipe.
Hot off the wipe, baby. With my people's
Britney bitch. Brit and Brown Freitas with your hot off the wire. Justin Little Boosie recently released a track. We see Murder, who's in jail for life for murder. On the track, C says he no longer loves Master P. Well, P responded, called the song disappointing, whack, and he said that Boosie should have known C had a problem and they were dealing with family issues. Schoolboy Q, whose album Oxymoron is doing very well, he says he doesn't really care about radio play and he wish he would have stayed independent. Of course, he signed with Interscope. Now, this next story kind of scares me. Conrad Murray is officially back in the medical business. He's been employed by a Ministry of Health in Trinidad treating children, but he's just volunteering and he won't be back in the U.S. because most cities have revoked his medical license. Another scary story, at least for Ashanti, a man was convicted of stalking her and he got 3 years in prison for it. He's now being accused of more harassment. He went to court and tried to yell at the judge. It's crazy. I feel bad for her. Looks like Ratchet reality star Portia Williams is losing in her divorce with Cordell Stewart. Legal documents say she's getting no alimony, no house, no cash, and no health insurance. All she really gets is the car and the ring. So she wants the house, but Cordell changed the locks. Hopefully another baller will help her out because Ocho Cinco was flirting with her on Twitter and she responded. She called him a mess, but he says, if I'm a mess, you can clean me up. So maybe she'll clean him up. Speaking of Atlanta, Toya Wright says her home is not being foreclosed, so don't believe the rumors. Another reality star, Gloria Govan, was seen kissing her manager, so maybe she might break up with her husband, Matt Barnes. Speaking of breakups, Tina Campbell of Mary Mary. She says she takes responsibility for her husband, Teddy Campbell, cheating. She says she was controlling and talked too much, and she's trying to work on herself. I don't think she should blame herself for him cheating, though. More bad news, Rachel Roy, Dame Dash's ex-wife, her high-end fashion line was discontinued, but we think he's too broke for him to help her out. Kanye's girl, Kim K, was in a fender bender yesterday in L.A., but she's okay, and it wasn't her fault. Also, looks like this year's BET Experience concert in L.A. at the Staples Center is going to be great. It's June 27th through the 29th. We got Rick Ross, A$AP Rocky, Mary J. Blige, Trey Songz, Jennifer Hudson, Tamar Braxton, so many people, I can't even talk about it. Tickets go on sale on Friday. I'm Britton, that's your Hot Off the Wire. If I missed anything, hit me up on Twitter at @2prettybritty. And for more stories, go to therestpartmorningshow.com.